this episode of The Commercial Break.
It's the toughest thing in the world for them to accept their own individuality. Who they are. When that is the most important thing in the world.
Why are you yelling at us?
I know. He's totally getting into it.
Screaming at me.
Like thumbprints. No two are the same ever. And you've got to be proud of that. What's your last name, Erica?
Tandon.
Let me hear you say.
What if he just goes, cut, line, whiskey?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
2:30 in the morning! Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. If you're streaming with us, welcome. If you're not streaming with us, then happy Thanksgiving to you, as this is probably coming out sometime around Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So there you go. Likely Thanksgiving Day, but we'll have to see. I'll make the executive decisions later on. I don't want to pin myself to a day yet, Chrissy.
Keep your options open.
Like my green pants?
I do like your green pants.
I like my green pants.
I'm a fan of green pants. I have a couple.
I went and had a date with my coffee husband today.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He had the very similar green pant on. So there you go.
You guys are sinking.
We are. Our brains are melding together. We're two ADHD, coffee-drinking, dog-loving old men.
Let's catch us up on him for a second. Wasn't he going to a wedding?
He did.
Over in Italy or something?
He went to his daughter's wedding over in Italy. A very nice wedding put together by him, paid for by him. Yeah, it was quite the to-do, quite an affair, apparently.
Nice. I'm a fan of Italian weddings. Jeff and I got married there, too.
Yeah, this happened back in September, and I don't want to give away all his personal information, but apparently, from the pictures and from the stories, it all went well.
Oh, good.
Looked very nice. They spent a couple weeks in Italy.
That's what you do. That's the fun part.
And like he said, my daughter decided to come where me and my wife were so that they could get a free hotel.
Right. Well, then there's that.
That's what you do, too.
Yeah.
You let dad pay till the kicking and screaming till the very end. You let the parents pay. I agree with her methodology. And I think he's okay. I think he's got the money to do it. So,
good.
I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like. Listen, if you make a decision to let your daughter have a wedding in a far-flung location like that, at a beautiful resort or whatever it is, you're not being spurious with your cash. You know that you can afford it. You put it on the credit card.
Get the points.
On the black credit card.
Yes.
That's what you do. So, very nice guy. Love my coffee husband.
Oh, I know.
Just as much as I love my non-coffee wife. Although my wife has started to drink coffee. I think the children have gotten to her.
Really?
She never drank coffee when we met.
No,
remember the remember Airplane, the movie?
Yes.
She's like, oh, that's funny. Never has a second cup of coffee at home. That's my wife. I'm like, oh, that's funny. And sometimes she's drinking two. And she makes the coffee herself. And so I always find that to be very interesting because I'm too fucking lazy to do that. So instead, I go pay $12.96 for this much coffee from, you know, the world's largest employer.
We used to make ours on our own, too. We got a nice coffee maker. We got the bean grinder, all that stuff.
Do you still make your own coffee?
Well, we don't because Jeff stopped drinking coffee.
Oh, he did?
It just was too much. It was making him too
anxious.
Jittery. Yeah, too anxious.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kept having kind of like mild panic attacks, you know, especially with all the festival stuff that he has going on and there's a million balls in the air and whatever. So, you know, one day I said, do you think it's the like two huge, large cups of coffee that you're drinking every morning? Try to cut those out and see what happens. And then... Yep.
Yeah.
And then and things got better. And so I'm more of a tea person. I like coffee, but I'm more of a tea.
Look at you. You're very refined, Chrissy. You're very refined. I like tea and I like coffee, but the coffee does it. And people at the Starbucks are concerned for my health even. They say,
really?
This is a lot of coffee to be drinking, Brian. And I say, well, I don't drink the whole damn thing in one sitting.
Yeah.
But even that, now I've got people at Starbucks that are concerned for my health. Like, you're making money off me. And they go, yeah, but this is a lot of coffee.
This is a lot.
You know, the Trenta is usually not broken out for a cold brew, which has got like twice the caffeine of any other coffee
right.
in
like
it.
I like the cold brew.
Yeah, but you're getting one every single morning and coming back for another one. I say, no, I drink half of it now and half of it in the morning. And this girl pointed out to me, she was like the manager. She's like, you know how math works, right? Doesn't matter if you're drinking half now and half then.
Yes.
you're drinking the other, you're drinking one full Trenta every single day. And that's probably not healthy for you. So when the people that you barely know.
Like, do you know I have 30 children?
Yeah, do you know? That, do you realize?
And also, I have to say, I've been really tired lately, too. And I think it's the time change.
Fuck the time change.
It just makes things like, I mean, I was so sleepy yesterday. I was driving. Yeah. Home. I was like, oh my God, I can barely. Because it's dark by five.
It's
five. It went from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
To five.
Yes.
I want my sunlight at the end of the day, not at the beginning of the day. I am okay waking up in the dark. That's okay with me because usually I don't wake up in the dark. Right. That's Astrid. She does that. Yeah.
I think the teachers probably enjoy the morning light from what I've heard. I have a teacher friend.
I think you could make an argument that very few people like it getting dark at 4 p.m.
Right.
Because that's what's going to happen by the time, you know, whatever the, I don't know.
Well, and if you're on Central Time, I was talking to a friend who's on Central Time, barely, too. She's like kind of on the line. She's like an hour away from Nashville.
Yeah.
But she's more on the east
side. It gets dark at 3?
Oh, we were talking and she said, yeah, 4 o'clock, the sun's down. I mean, completely, it's dark.
No. And, you know, like 21 states now have some bill that if the federal government makes the decision to take away this damn time change, then we'll all just go to a standardized clock that year round. But for some reason, the other states haven't gotten on board. What's your fucking problem? Why? I don't understand. This is like the least controversial thing that Congress could do. And since you're doing nothing else except pretending you're going to release the Epstein files and fucking everybody else in the process, why don't you just make this one change? Then we'll all feel like you accomplished something. In spring, we're putting the clocks forward and we're going to leave them there for the rest of eternity. That's it. Just do it. Why are you fucking complaining? Even Trump said he would sign it if it came up to his office. But now here's the question, because some people are confused by this. The confusion is, are we going back or are we going forward when we stay to the clock? We're going forward. That's what it is. There's no other option. I do not want it to be dark at 6:30 p.m. on June 30th. I just don't. That's ridiculous. Why would we do that? Is there a June 30th? Is there even a June 30th? Yes, there's a June 30th, right?
Yes, there's a June 30th.
Isn't there
one
of the months, when it's the February's 28 days?
Yeah, February's 28
Unless
days.
Unless it's a leap year.
29. Yeah, and then you've got January 31.
Uh-huh, carry the one.
Mm-hmm, February.
Minus three.
28.
Yeah, there are 30, 31, or 28. That's it. That right? I'm good about that. I'm good with calendars. I like calendars.
Some months have 30.
Some months have 30. Just have 30. I don't like those months. I'm against those months.
You're not well, that's June.
And November.
And April.
November is a 30 month.
November.
Yeah.
November is?
No, I'm wrong about that. There's a November 31st.
Yes, I was like, no way.
Somebody remind us of what a calendar looks like. I've got them in my phone. This is the problem with the fucking phones.
Wasn't there some way we learned it in school, like with the knuckles or 30 days, half September, April,
I don't know why I'm even sending my child to school anymore. I really don't. And I'll explain
there
a little bit
why.
There
are only 30 days in November, yes.
I told you. I knew it in the first place.
Yeah, because it's almost like every other month.
This is why I'm wondering why I'm sending my children to school. Is because everything they could ever want to know is literally at their disposal. The entire evolution of human history, everything that's ever been written is now in that chatty TCB. And I don't know how to get anywhere anymore without a map. Nope. I can't get to Starbucks without a map. And I don't take any turns to get there. That's how I turn out of my driveway and I'm there. And then I don't know. I got to put the map on and I got to go.
I do the map just in case there's some kind of crazy wreck or there's something, whatever, even if I know the way to get there.
Atlanta is the most complicated city in the world to drive in. And I say that in the world that I've been in. Is the most complicated city in the world to drive in because it makes no goddamn sense. It never has and never will. And I used to be able to drive drunk with one eye. Don't drive drunk. But I used to drive drunk with one eye closed. And I could get anywhere you asked me to be, taking any street you needed me to take. Mm-hmm. The map was embedded into my brain.
Well, just like phone numbers.
Just like phone numbers. Mm-hmm. If I went to jail today, I'd call myself. Or TCB. I'd call our hotline. 212-433-3TCB.
You would call the hotline.
Hey, it's me. Leave a message. And then I'd be like, hey, it's me. I'm in jail. I don't know anymore.
No Astrid.
Yeah.
You know, just Astrid.
Oh, hey, guys, in the comment section, I see you. Oh, what does that say? Let's see here. Would you like many viewers? Well,
We get back.
Well, I thought we had comments. No, there's, I'm sorry. It's really hard to read this. Somebody bra says best to you and best to you,
best
my friend.
To you.
And then, all right, I got TCB live. Very cool. Hey, okay, cool, guys. And they're probably texting that damn phone, which I just got to work this morning. And the phone broke. The 212-433 phone broke. And I fixed it. The problem got fixed. And I finally turned it on. And when I turned it on, it's like,
yeah.
But then first, I locked myself out of the phone.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't figure it out. That's the problem. Unless my face opens it, I don't know the numbers. I'm like, God damn. And why, Brian, did you put another password on that phone that doesn't exist on your other phone? And who needs a password on the TCB phone? What are we going to do? Yeah. Who's coming in here to collect that information?
Now, if we were talking to Frankie, he would say, you're cheating ass.
You're cheating ass. You're lying ass. You're dumb ass. You're fat ass.
You got a code on there.
God damn it, guys. What are you doing? Put a code on your phone. I just don't understand. Like, I don't understand existing without coffee, but I probably shouldn't drink it because I have the same problem that Jeff does. I do feel I'm getting a sense. I get panicky sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially if there's like a lot of stuff to
going
do,
on.
Like figure out the code to the TCB phone.
Yes.
Then I start stressing out a little bit.
And does November have 30 days?
And does November have 30 days? Well, no one ever asked me that question. I just look at my calendar. But I do that. And then it does get me a little panicky sometimes. But then I'm afraid I'm going to lose my morning routine if I don't drink coffee. If I don't spend $6,000 a year at Starbucks, what will I do with that extra $6,000? God damn it. So I don't know. We, you know, TBD. I did stop drinking coffee for a period of time
after
I met Astrid. I cut cold turkey. I got the caffeine headaches for like 2 weeks and then it went away and I had never felt better. I was running. I was exercising. And then I had kids and my whole life devolved into dad bod and kid time. I like, you know, I don't know if you're on my Instagram. I know you are, but I don't know if you out there are on my Instagram. But please follow me, you know, especially if you know Spanish, because that's apparently what my Instagram has turned into, a place where I just talk about Venezuela. Yes. Yeah, but I enjoy it. It's another part of my life, and I have fun
it's
with it.
It's a big
I have
part of your life.
Venezuela. It is a big part of my life. And so I said to the Venezuelans, I said, what's one thing that the gringos do that pisses you off? And a lot of them said, eat dinner at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I eat dinner at 6 o'clock, but that's because I have fucking kids.
Well,
like,
right. You have to do it.
Yeah, that's it. I have to do it. But when you drink coffee.
Well, you'll go back. You'll maybe get away from that when the kids are out of the house. And then
maybe.
You'll go back to it. Just like my dad now eats at 5:30.
Yes.
I am like, Dad. He calls me at 7:30. He's like, hey, I'm like, I'm getting ready to eat. You know, he's like, this late?
That's it.
Like, it's 7:30.
Yeah, at the cruise ship on land that my mom lives in, you know, the retirement village over there.
Yes.
They have dinner at 5:30, and they start making their way down there. Like this,
they're like 4:30.
Yeah, like a mass migration down to the big dining hall. They start making their way down there at 4:30.
Well, the walkers and wheelchairs and all that takes a while.
But then they get there at 5 and they start complaining that, you know, things haven't started yet. And I'm like, you came down an hour early. What do you...
Oh, that's another thing.
What
do
you want?
Super early.
Yeah, they're super early. And I get it. But I mean, what is a normal time to eat? I don't know anymore. I think we used to eat at 8 or 9. I think we used to have dinner at 8 or 9.
Yeah, Jeff and I got in that habit.
Yeah,
so usually around 8.
8? Okay, 8 feels like a good time to eat. When we go to Spain, it doesn't matter that we have children. Everything changes. Snack at 6 o'clock. Dinner is at 9 o'clock. On the early end, sometimes 10 o'clock. And then you eat, and then you sit, and then you have another fucking cup of coffee. Yeah, and then you
digest.
Sit, and you talk, you digest. You know, smokers smoke, whatever you do. You know, that one cigarette that Europeans manage to control themselves and have a day. Where I need 6 packs. Like I smoke one, I need to smoke 10. But that's what they do. And then, you know, you go to sleep and you wake up and you rinse, repeat. I just don't know anymore. My whole sense of timing is off with the children. And then you add in this fucking time change. I need the coffee. Like this morning, I woke up, I'm groggy. We're up early. We got to go to one of the kids' schools for an event. You know, he did the Pledge of Allegiance. Aww. I was really proud of him. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag that whole night. You know, you remember as a kid. But even that, I'm like, I'm like checking my phone. I'm like, Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. But he did good. And I was so proud of him. I'm like, wow, you really got that licked. You're very young and you got that licked.
I
you led it for the
too.
Whole school. Mm-hmm. You'd be able to recite it. It would come back to you. It's
no,
like
I
your
can
favorite
do it right
song.
Now. I just did it in my head. So, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic,
for, to the which Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Amen. holy shit, where's the title? so we get in the car. I'm groggy. I'm always kind of, I can be groggy in the morning. It takes me a minute for my brain to get up. The lawn guys are pulling in. Thank you for not coming while we're recording, but the lawn guys are pulling in. And I have a couple of driveways. I don't even want to explain it to you.
Well, but it's a circular.
It's a circular, like a half semicircle driveway. And then there's a straight driveway. Yeah, that goes down the house. So they're pulling in on the straight driveway. And I, under God, oh, fun fact, under God was added later, says one of our commenters. Oh. And you're right. That's true. So they're pulling in and I go to back out and that I was just going to turn a little bit back, moving backwards and then go around them in the grass, which everybody drives in my grass. It's just one of those things.
It
I don't
is.
Have grass.
No,
it's not grass. It's some kind of industrial weed that's never going to leave mixed
it's
with
just
rocks
a vine
and mud. Yeah.
That
it's
is just, spread.
Yeah. Never grows. It'll never grow up there. So I go to back out. I give it a little bit of gas, just a little bit. Maybe I'm going 2, 3, 4 miles per hour backwards, turning the wheel. And then I go to stop because there's my other car is parked behind me. I go to stop. I'm wearing a boot this morning and my boot gets stuck under. My body's just not in, it's not fully greased.
Yeah.
So it's not working, nor is my mind. So my boot gets stuck under the brake and
bam,
boom. Right? And it makes a sound and we all kind of jolt forward and and Astrid goes, And I'm like, I don't know. Listen, I watched a video the other day of a taxi driver who's become very popular on Instagram for his talking about driving. And so he's saying, I want to show you this video because I want to show you how being a passenger matters more than you think. It's a husband and a wife. There's a cam forward. There's a cam at them. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's got cameras in their car now.
Yeah.
They're driving down the highway, 70 miles per hour. And all of a sudden, a van hits a box truck, and the box truck starts spinning in the middle of the highway.
Gosh.
And these people are imminently going to be in a terrible accident.
Yeah.
But the husband swerves just enough, and by the grace of timing and God, he misses this terrible accident. And the wife is like this. But that's all she does.
Uh-huh.
And then after, she goes, how the fuck did we not die? How the fuck did we not just die? And the taxi driver who's commenting on all this points out, you see how calm everybody was? He was calm, she was calm, and it mattered.
That helped.
Because had she yelled and screamed, he may have reacted differently, right? Think, you know, because you start going, what,
mm-hmm.
what? But she didn't do that, and then he did that. Well, I'm going 3.5 miles per hour backward.
In your driveway.
Yes, but then all the kids are like, Daddy, what happened? Daddy, what happened? Daddy, what happened? And I'm like, shut it. Shut it.
Daddy,
not now. Yeah.
Daddy.
I mean, I very rarely get upset with the kids. I mean, I get upset with my kids like everybody gets upset, but I try and keep my cool.
Yeah, you do. I've seen it.
I try to keep the patience. If mm-hmm. I react, they react. You know, it's kind of a mirror. But this time I was like, shut it. They were all like, yeah. They all know I'm serious. Well, you do that. You remain calm. So that way when it's really serious, when you need them to pay attention,
then they do.
You can make that face and mm-hmm. they pay attention. And I think I scared the shit out of everybody right before they went on stage. I was like, shut it.
Boom.
Yeah, boom.
Shut it.
Yeah. But I get it. You know, it's a jolt. I'm not saying that you shouldn't react. I'm just saying that the reaction was – it was a lot. Everybody in the car was like, ah. And then I feel like an idiot because I just got embarrassed in front of my kids. The lawn guys are laughing at me. I can tell that Astrid's pissed. And it's like, it was just an accident. You know, no one's hurt. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be real. It's not like we own a fucking, you know, Phantom or something. I didn't get in an accident right. in the Lamborghini.
Well, I mean, after the cars that we drove
yes.
when we were first friends.
Yes.
You had one
with no headlight.
With no headlight. I had one that was bashed along the side from a clip I took in a garage one time. And I mean, at the time, we were just like, yeah whatever.
What are you going to do? Listen, you can't be precious about your cars. Yeah. Plus, there's an old adage. The car you drive is a reflection of the person that you are. And let's be honest. I think it needs to be dinged up a little bit. Yeah. It's a little too clean. That's not a reflection of who I am. That pretty car is not a reflection of who I am. And again, I'm not driving around an $80,000 car.
Right.
The car I hit is not an $80,000 car. It's a thing. It's a piece of plastic.
It's a vehicle.
And so I get out real quick. Both of us get out real quick, Astrid and I. We look, and the car I'm driving, little scratch, tiny little scratch. You wouldn't notice. No one cares. It's on the back bumper, whatever. And then the other car, I don't see any damage. So I'm like, I get in the car. And then Astrid has to point out, she's like, the kids, you know, did you hurt the other car? And I'm like, no, I don't think. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Thank you, baby. I appreciate it. She's there to
keep it real.
Yeah, to keep it real. You know, you need that person that's going to call you out. And thank God for Astrid and you and Raphael and my mom and my dad and all my brothers.
Village.
It takes a village to call out all this bullshit. All right. So the Wicked's reviews,
for good.
Wicked's for goods reviews are in, and they are not, I would say, stellar. They're
really?
Not stunning, right? They are, it's about half and half from what I read. I think it's got like a 69 on Metacritic. It's got I think it's like a 74 on Rotten Tomatoes from the actual critics. And, you know, I think these girls are putting on an acting clinic and a singing clinic, quite frankly, in the first one. I don't know about the second one. I haven't seen it. But I thought it was time that Chrissy and I, as thespians ourselves, share with the audience what it is like to be a thespian. And there is no other actor or actress that I can think of. It takes a village to raise an idiot. Says yes, it does.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. it takes a actor to know an actor or an actress. And since Chrissy and I are there, we also have gotten our advice.
Masters of our craft.
The masters of our craft when it comes to acting. And we have gotten our advice from the best of the best. And what do I mean? I mean, the 1992 VHS cassette known as Mickey Rooney on acting. Now, 92% of our audience won't even know who the fuck Mickey Rooney is. He's an old actor. He's an old child actor that turned into a real actor. And he was in thousands of movies and television shows. The guy had an illustrious career. And he put out an acting clinic in 1992 on VHS. And the gods of the internet have blessed us by putting that VHS out on YouTube. Many other people have already gotten their hands on this. I meant to do this a couple months ago, but I thought this is a good time to stream and review on audio and on video the Mickey Rooney VHS tape, Mickey on Acting. What do you think?
I can't wait to see these tips.
Okay, stay tuned. We're going to take a short, we'll be back in two and two. I'm going to start saying that. We'll be back in two and two. And if you're streaming us at the commercial break on YouTube, we're also on Twitch and now on Kick. And yesterday we had some people from Kick. Yeah, it's probably young people in their 20s going, see, this is what happens when you get old.
Right.
You turn into an unfunny idiot.
This is what old people do when they try and podcast.
I'm no Jack Daugherty, all right? I'm just not Daugherty, whatever his name is. That guy, did you hear about that kid? The streamer who got arrested for with amphetamines and weed down in Miami?
No.
This little shithead that runs around, this streamer? No? Okay, we'll do that a different day. I'll show you some of his videos. All right, let's take a short break. And when we get back, Mickey on acting.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you can make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now, I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors. And then we'll return to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Okay. All right. Okay. Why can't I hear this, though? Oh, there we go. Okay, we're back. And thanks, regular schedule dude. Is on his lunch break right now, joining in the stream. Yeah, again, if you want to join in the streaming fun and you're listening to this on the podcast version or you're watching the replay on YouTube, you can do that usually Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays sometime between noon and 3. Our schedule changes a little bit. We'll try and post it on Instagram a couple minutes before we go. You can always go to YouTube, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notifications. It'll notify you when we go live. You can do the same thing on Twitch and the same thing on Kick. So we appreciate everybody that is joining in the fun. And we won't be here next week. We won't be here this week as you're listening to it on the podcast, or next week if you're watching
the
it on
stream. Thanksgiving.
The week of Thanksgiving. We're gone the entire week, so we will not be here. But the following week, I have a software program now that may allow us to bring people into the stream on your own camera with your own, you know, microphone or headset or whatever. So stay tuned, because that, I think, is the direction I'd like this to head.
Me too.
We'd love
I want
to have
some interaction.
People. Yeah, we'd love to have people come on in and join and have fun. So for right now, it's comment section. But if we can, you know, keep it uncomplicated.
Because, yeah, if we can figure it out.
We need to keep it uncomplicated, because I'm the guy who's driving into my own car that's 3 feet behind me. Then there you go. All right. So here's, in anticipation of Wicked's for Good, a lot of people have seen it. I saw one of our friends got like a special screening that happened on Tuesday night. Some people are saying it's not as good as the first one, or it's different than the first one. But, you know,
the
I saw
first one was a lot to live up to.
It's a lot to live up to. But anyway.
Diehard fans are probably going to love it.
Let's give the girls in Wicked, let's give the whole cast in Wicked a little acting class here from one of the masters of acting. His name is Mickey Rooney. Hey, Mickard. Mickey Rooney. And if you don't know who he is, you'll see him now.
Let me out of here. I'm Mickey McGuire, the master of ceremonies. I gotta get out here. I gotta take the folks for a trip to Hollywood. Let me out of here.
Wow, he went back to the black and white days.
Yeah, he's given us a little class here on what he used to do. If that kid was
a child.
Yeah, if that kid was in my house, I'd I'd give him
have
some
him outside
Xanax.
Of the house.
Yes, that's right.
Mickey, here's some film for you.
Thanks, old trainer.
Okay.
Say, let's go take a look at it. What do you say?
Say, let's go take a look at it. What do you say?
These are like, this is like the beginning of the movies and television.
Sound.
Yeah.
Operator! Operator! Operator!
Okay, I'm going to fast forward through that. I don't know if I necessarily want to watch this guy's movies here. Oh, there you go. Okay. Here's Mickey.
Oh.
Yeah, here's Mickey. This is his acting class.
Okay.
This was just like the warm-up.
Master class.
Yeah, I guess they're showing you what kind of master actor Mickey Rooney really is as a three-year-old child.
Yeah.
You made me feel a little younger. You made me feel younger. I at least ought to be grateful for that.
You got to also remember that Mickey Rooney was like the king of like novelty appearances in 80s and 90s television shows. He would show up, and for some reason, the executives thought that was a big deal. Is that really going to boost your numbers? I guess. Maybe he did. Maybe he moved the needle.
He had like cameos?
Yeah, cameo. You know, oh, special guest star this week Mickey on Rooney. NBC's Heart to Heart, Mickey Rooney. Nothing like dressing wine color on wine color. Well, hell, they do it in Lululemon these days, don't they?
Yeah.
It's wine on wine. That's a wine on wine crime. Bum, 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 bum. I think it was, George Lucas's group that did the,
Production?
The production here, yeah. All the special effects.
Spielberg.
Because... the fake light comes in. This is so old.
You know, acting, the word act, A-C-T, has been used every way, every day, a long time. I mean, you'll hear some people say, she acts like she doesn't know what she's doing. Somebody will turn around and say, hey, he acts like he doesn't feel well. Somebody says, you know what?
You know what? Mickey, can you pull your pants up a little bit?
I mean, they're real high.
Holy shit.
He's got a Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, for those that are listening, he's got, he's full Humpty Dumpty bod. And I think he's always been that way, quite frankly. But not to make fun of his body
style. No, which is fine, but he might want to dress. I think there's ways you could dress and not that way.
Humpty Dumpty is the direction I'm going in. I think that's going to be my body style at 70 years old. But he's got his sweatpants really pulled up to his nipples. Mm-hmm. It's a lot.
They act like they're nice people to know. So the word act, A-C-T, is utilized every day, and nobody is really cognizant of the fact that they're utilizing a very, very important word. I have dissected it, A-C-T, and called it associated creative thinking.
Creative thinking.
Look at you. That's a little Gary Busey-ish there, but okay.
Yeah.
Remember Gary used to take all the words and break them up and make them into different, you know, analogs
acronyms
and anarhythms and
Thinking creatively. Associated creative thinking. You know, the bard was correct, Shakespeare, when he said we all...
I'm already asleep if I'm in this class. I'm already like, where's my Trenta cold brew?
All are actors, and we have our entrances and our exits. And in our lifetime, we will all play many parts. And thus it is. So somebody says, well, how do you act like a cab driver?
And thus it is. Well, how do you act like a cab driver? How do you act like a cab driver?
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Everyone who's driving around today near us is acting like a cab driver. And the bus driver's acting like a bus driver, and if they're having an operation at a nearby hospital, the surgeon is acting...
Was this filmed in a closet? Was this filmed in a closet? That's my question.
It does look closet-ish.
Yeah. Is this what you do when you're, like, one of the world's most renowned actors of your time, of your generation?
He did.
Yeah. At 82 years old, they put you in a closet and they say, hey, can you help?
We're going to film this.
And thus it is. He did say that. Someone just pointed out that Andy goes, and thus it is. You are having an operation. I am acting like your surgeon.
It sounds almost too simple. But that's what acting is simple. And I'm going to explain and tell you how you get to this wonderful, delightful, and enjoyable simplicity. And I want to ask you all...
Lead with the belly,
Mickey. I know. Well, that girl, look, she's looking down.
I know. At his belly. She's like, he's going to assault me before this day is over. He's going to give me a side hug and reach around my waist. I know it.
Question, when were you the best actor or actress in your life? When were you all the best?
I just want us to, by the way, when they're doing these crowd shots, let's scan the crowd and see if we know any notable faces that showed up on Mickey on Acting.
Actor and actress in your life. Does anyone know?
So far, I don't recognize anybody.
No, that's not Demi Moore there.
Anyone out there in the audience? No, nobody knows. I'll tell you. When you were a child. Huh? Yeah. You played games? You played games, you played good guys, bad guys, you played cowboys. Why, you even fought over the roles. Oh, come on, you guys, you played the good guy last time. Let me play the good guy this time. You know what I mean? And you had to improvise your own dialogue.
I'm having a hard time on believing if this is a VHS tape from Mickey Rooney or a live press conference from our president.
You didn't have a script. I mean, if you were playing, let's say, Robin Hood, and you had a sword that was pounded together with two sticks, and you had a garbage can over here to be your shield, and you were
defending Lady Guinevere and so on, so on, so on.
Who's Guinevere?
You could see it in your mind. You had no wardrobe.
You had no clothes on. Let's all get naked.
Yeah.
Let's strip it down to its bare essentials. Who wants to see my belly?
You had nothing but your own creative incentive. Oh, incidentally, as a child, you had your love games, too.
Oh, here we go.
Love games.
Love games.
Well, you had marriage.
You had marriage. You had hide the pickle. And then you had, are you growing like I am? And then you had, show me yours and I'll show you mine. Let's play a round of show me yours and I'll show you mine. I'm Mickey Rooney on acting.
Did you ever play the game of marriage when you were a little toddler? Let's play marriage.
That girl goes, this is about to get weird.
I know.
My mom warned me. She told me to call her.
Don't get into acting. Yeah.
They don't even have cell phones yet.
And the food. I remember that game. And your performances were magnificent because you were being creative all the time. And then what happened?
I started to pick my nose, and the whole place went bonkers.
And everyone does stop at exactly the very same time.
Puberty. Yep, that's what I was thinking too.
This is weird. Oh, I knew this was going to be good.
You all stopped when you noticed
you had hair down there.
That someone was looking at you. You became frightened that people might call you silly. Childish. And fear set into you. They're looking at me. Which now detonates a certain amount of what they call today stage fright. Of which there is no such thing. All professional actors and actresses today, all they are is grown-up children.
His stance.
I know. He moves his whole body. He's like one big roly-poly.
I know.
He's got the world's biggest belly. I mean, it's amazing that a human can look like that. But, you know, hey, listen, I'm not knocking the body type. I'm just...
No, but again, like, I think he might choose different clothes.
Yeah, you don't choose the sweatpants above the belly button.
Tucked in.
Yeah, you don't go red on red. Yeah,
you
not
don't tuck
in.
The shirt.
You don't tuck anything in.
No.
At this point, no, you go full flowy. Tommy Bahama.
Flowy. Yeah. Kimono.
Do what every other guy Marlon with a big Brando. Belly does. That's right. Marlon Brando. Wear a huayabera, like a Cuban shirt.
Yes.
Can you see what I'm getting at?
She's like, trying not to laugh.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to make eye contact with you.
And the grown-up children that are actors and professionally so today are children making believe. That's all it is. Making believe and getting paid darn well for it.
Only if you're really in the top echelon.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, you got to understand when Mickey started in the business, probably got paid like $10 a day.
Well, I was going to say 2 cents an hour.
Yeah, there was no movie
Two
business.
Bits.
Two bits. That's what you got paid. It's like podcasters early on. We're getting paid, you know, nothing. Yeah. Well, we don't get paid anything because no one watches us. But hey, thanks for streaming.
Well, I was an actor all through, you know, when I was a kid. I was an outgoing kid. I was a loud child. My parents just thought, hey, you know.
Then I got in a horrible football-related accident.
Maybe we can put this to use. And, they, you know, urged me to try out.
That one guy in the back doesn't look like a kid.
No, he's not a kid.
He was in the
he's
shadows
creeping,
back
yeah.
there. With
here's a great place to pick up hot chicks. Can I sit behind you? Do you mind if I sit behind you?
And, I got a very small part, but I fell in love with it right from then.
And then that's
caught
when
the bug.
That's when Mickey walked in. And Mickey was in the audience. And he said, I love to show up to children's plays. Why don't you come to Mickey on Acting? It's my brand new series. I think ABC is going to put it out overnight.
And from then on, I decided that's what I want to do. It's what I have to do, I think.
What's wrong with that guy's face? He's kind of got weird affectations.
He was 8 to 10. I wanted to be a truck driver. And then I started acting at the junior high where I went to school. And ever since then, that's pretty much what I've wanted to do. It's fun to get up on stage and play around. Being in front of an audience is fun because...
A truck driver. Did she want to be like an 18-wheeler?
Yeah.
Like
okay. What kid doesn't want to be an 18-wheel truck driver? Mm-hmm. Actually, I liked when I was a kid. I thought that was cool. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Yeah. You get to drive around. You get to sleep in the cab. Mm-hmm.
It's really.
And then I got in a horrible truck-related accident.
Immediate. And it's right there.
Now, I'm going to give you one of the biggest secrets in the world.
Oh.
And becoming
cologne, you should wear it. Drives the ladies crazy.
Velvet high waisted pants.
Velvet high waisted pants. I'm gonna tell you where to buy them, big and tall, large and small. All right, let's do this. Let's take a short break, and then when we get back, we'll continue with Mickey on acting. I know you're riveted. Stay tuned.
I keep saying you're saying Mickey on ice.
Mickey on acting. Mickey on ice. Mickey on ice.
Let me do something Brian has never done. Be brief. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. Text or call us 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all the audio, video, and your free sticker. Then watch all the videos at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. And finally, share the show. It's the best gift you could give a few aging podcasters. See, Brian? That really wasn't that difficult, now was it? You're welcome.
Oh, there we are. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back. We're back.
An actor or an actress? It is simply accepting.
So I just want to point out that one of the people that's watching our show right now live on the stream says, I had no idea about Mickey Rooney, so this is now going to be my forever impression of him. And I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of Mickey Rooney because I was a kid of the 80s and a kid of the 90s. And my parents, of course, I don't know. Mickey Rooney was a thing. It just was
a
thing.
Around.
My grandparents. He was around. My grandparents liked him. You know, whatever. This is the exact same impression I got, too. There is no difference between the impression when he was young or when he's old. This is kind of how he is all the time.
Your own individuality.
And your sexuality.
That was the secret.
That's the secret.
Do you know how important you are? Do you know who you are? What is your first name?
Rob.
Rob what?
Malloy.
I am, let me hear you say
like
my name's
five
Rob.
Five people in there. It seems like he should know his students.
Yeah, you would think he'd get a little preface.
Who are you?
Like a little pre-introduction. Like, hey, guys, we're going to make this together. I'm going to sell it on VHS. We're all going to make $1 million. I wonder how many of these copies sold. Probably a few, I would imagine.
Maybe.
This is production gold. I mean, they spent a lot of money on this. They got to get their money back.
Malloy.
My name's Rob Malloy.
That's right. Now, nobody else here is named Rob Malloy. There's
Mickey. Well, I know. I'm Rob Malloy also. Me too. They mailed all of us the invitation. Only the Rob Malloys.
You want Rob Malloy? And I'm Mickey Rooney. And if I walk out and I say, hi, everybody, good evening, my name is Mickey Rooney. There's nothing egotistical about that. That's what I've done for 70 years.
I'm known around the world as a roly-poly old man.
God has let me be in a business that I adore and love and grow up as a child. I didn't grow too far, though. I guess they kept me underneath the refrigerator. But let me repeat it again.
No, that's not a joke. Literally, my parents kept me under the refrigerator.
They should not be showing that backside.
Yeah, look at that.
Wedgie of his pants.
Yeah, well, listen, when you get that old, I don't think you can feel back there anymore. the all feeling goes away in your lower butt area.
Secret to becoming a great actor or actress.
Yes. Tell us, Mickey.
Is what?
He's already told us three of the secrets that are the secret. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Knowing your own individuality.
No. The word is you're close, Angel. Erica?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name again? Rob Malloy.
Accepting your own individuality. See, that's different. That's two different words. One is knowing and the other is accepting. Do you know that a lot of people, it's the toughest thing in the world for them to accept their own individuality, who they are, when that is the most important thing in the world?
Why are you yelling at us?
I know. He's this old man getting into
it. Screaming at me.
Like thumbprints. No two are the same ever. And you've got to be proud of that. What's your last name, Erica?
Brandon.
Let me hear you say.
What if he just goes, cut, line, whiskey, freshen up on the tush? Can I get a pant pulled down over here?
Yep.
Landon.
What is your full name?
Erica Michelle Landon.
No, but I don't want you to say Erica Michelle Landon. I want you to remember, we're playing a game like kids. What is your name?
My name is Erica Michelle Landon.
That's the way to say it.
That's easy to say.
People want to know who you are. You say, I'm Erica Michelle Landon. How do you do?
What's your name again? Brian Green!
You're at a bar, some hot girl comes up, and she's like, hey, how are you? Good. What's your name? Brian Green! And I'm accepting my own individuality.
Now, I want to ask a question, because it often kind of stumps me. Why would you...
What do you sleep in? What color is your underwear?
Laugh at that.
Because you're not used to it.
You're not used to accepting your own individuality. Good point taken.
Teacher's pet.
I know.
Do you understand thoroughly what I mean? And what I've talked about here about accepting who you are? And you know, when you go for an interview, what's the first thing you think of? Fear.
There's five other guys going, Lord.
And you get scared. The idea of going into an interview is to walk into the interviewer, whoever he is,
I mean,
or she is.
I have to say, I like his positivity of accepting who you are. You, unique and individual.
Nothing that Mickey is saying right now is negative.
His delivery is
outrageous, first of all. And I'd like to point out that while you're talking about a job interview, Mickey, you have never been to one.
Right.
You have never had
He's
a job. You've been working
young.
Since you were 3 years old.
And say, hello, how are you? My name is so-and-so. Well, you're lucky to have the right guy here, because I'm the one to do the part. Say, well, they never heard anybody talk like that. I know four or five youngsters, such as yourself, who...
One of them's named Donnie Trump. He's a real up-and-comer. You're going to meet him soon.
Things because they have that attitude. It isn't a fresh attitude to have self-confidence.
Hey, Jim. Hey, how you doing? I'm all right. How are things going? Still living in my car. You got that Casio 3000? Yeah. I got a job for you. You do? Yeah. Scoring Mickey Rooney on acting. Well, it's a job. Let's go do it.
When I was little, we lived in San Diego, and we lived in a cul-de-sac. So me and my sister and our friend from across the cul-de-sac would play Batman or Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. Or Gilligan's Island was a big one, too. And it just kind of carried over. When I was in school, I did the little school plays. And then in high school, it was bigger plays. And then finally at SC, it was bigger plays.
And then you came to my high school play, and here I am, Mickey.
And I don't imagine there are huge plays.
By the way, this guy looks like he's 42.
He was probably
17.
True.
Yeah, it's 1980. He's probably 17.
I mean, but, you know, the scale will go up, I would imagine.
I've always wanted to be a performer for as long as I can remember. But, I can't imagine doing anything else but being on stage.
Oh, Erica, let's fast forward to 2025. Your OnlyFans page is waiting.
And performing for people.
I got into acting probably when I was really young because my family was in the entertainment.
Oh, Brad, let's fast forward to 2025. Your OnlyFans page is waiting.
And I kind of just fell into it. And I started off with Tom Sawyer in sixth grade, and I had this one line when I was in nursery school. Everyone always remembers that line, and I don't know. I just, I the only other thing I'd ever want to do besides acting, which is kind of like this long-term thing, is like be the president.
Oh.
And it's, you know, it's a little far-fetched. And
let's fast forward to 2025. Your presidency is waiting for you.
But I figure, you know, Reagan got to be the president, and he acted. So I love acting. Just to be someone that I'm not is a challenge. The different people, it's like you meet different people when you act. You know, you can be anyone.
Now, there are schools of acting, and I'm not, please believe me, I'm not knocking anybody.
But the rest of them are shit.
God forbid, I would never do that. But there are schools you've heard about where they say, we want you to be a chair. Now you're a desk. Now play like you're a lamp pole. And sure, you're laughing. You know why? Because it's all stupid.
But I'm not knocking it.
But I'm not knocking it. God forbid. God forbid I do any knocking of the other schools of thought or acting.
All I want you to do is to be you.
Did you hear me? You can hear cars driving in the background. They couldn't even afford an actual studio. He's in a closet in his house.
He might be like in a storage unit.
But I'm Roy Mallory.
Nothing fearful about you being you. And you're going to make it. You're going to be as big as you want to be. And the only one that's going to stop you from getting and gaining your goal is yourself.
Dropping nuggets of wisdom.
Truth bombs all over the place. The only one that's ever going to stop you is you. By the way, Chrissy and I have yet to identify anyone in this crowd who went on to do anything notable, anything I've seen. But, you know, again, this is not like
we don't
I was probably
knock
a kid when this came out, so I don't know.
I'm too simple. Huh?
Huh?
Should it be harder? I'm not trying to be facetious with you now. Can you see how easy it
is? I wonder what the hair and makeup budget was on set.
Low.
Because
it was low.
They could have given him a little trim up, don't you think?
It's a little fluffy.
He looks like the powder puff guy up top.
To become professional, but you must also, in accepting your own individuality, act professionally. Read
professionally.
You know, a lot of us, when we get out of high school or college or this and that and so on, it's so tough to read a book. I haven't got time to read a book. Read good novels. Read. Make it
this guy commented, he's not teaching, he's acting in his own own acting video. And you couldn't be more correct about
yes,
that.
He is.
But I have a feeling that this is just Mickey's natural state of being. I think Mickey walks through life like this. I don't obviously don't know Mickey. I don't know anybody who knows Mickey. They're all dead. But I do have to say, this is kind of how Mickey has always been. He even acts like this in movies and television.
Possible that you can read at least one book. Now, this is not asking too much. Read one book every 2 months. That'll be 6 books a year, because you want this to be fertile all the time. 70 years and I still don't know it all. You never know it all. You have fun with it, but no one knows it all. Anytime you hear somebody that says, I know it all, be the first one to say.
He just stuck his finger directly in his ear
and
then shook this girl's hand.
Yes,
he's probably like, oh, lovely. Thanks for that.
Nice to have met you. See you later. Nobody knows it all. But the one thing I do know is to how to convey to you how to have fun and dissipate the fear that goes along with, I wonder if I can do it.
What does that have to do with reading books, Mickey? You just told them.
I don't know.
It's just the most disconnected.
Also, too, he probably, you know, he grew up acting. And so then whenever he would go to auditions or things, if he had to audition, he had his name recognition already.
This guy was famous for right from the get.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he was literally one of the original OG, three-year-olds that was on set doing movies. When, like, the talking movies had just come out. We're talking, like, the 30s, I think. The talkies. That's right, the talkies. And there wasn't even color when this guy was doing major motion pictures. So he's a legend in his own right. But, you know, this is kind of sad to me because this reminds me that at some point we're all just going to be old fuddy-duddies trying to make ourselves relevant again. Some of us might already be old fuddy-duddies just trying to make ourselves relevant at any time, period, end of sentence. But, you know.
Well, I vow not to wear those pants.
Don't wear red Santa pants to a professional acting class.
No.
Don't do it. All right. I promised myself we wouldn't do another hour and 65.
I know. We've been getting crazy.
Episodes. We have. We've been going very long. And I know that some people, like some of our friends on the streaming chat right now, got to get back to work. But Chrissy and I will come back in a few minutes if you're streaming. You know, we'll close out this one. We'll open up another one. If you'd like to join our stream at the commercial break or slash the commercial break on YouTube, subscribe, hit the notifications, and you will get notified every time we go live. We're off on the week of Thanksgiving, but happy Thanksgiving if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll still put out shows on the audio.
Yeah, you'll still hear shows and all that other stuff. We're just trying something new. After 5 years, we decided to try something new. Shake it up a little bit. Give it the old jostle.
Yeah.
So, thanks. We're on Kick and Twitch, too. So, any of those places, you can watch us live. You can download the apps. You can take us with you. You can watch at work. You can watch in the car. Don't watch in the car. You can listen in the car. Don't watch in the car. You end up backing into your own car, like Brian did this morning.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, well. Do us a favor, share with a friend. That's always a good thing that you can do to help the show out here. Share the show with a friend. Write about us on the internet. If you work for the New York Times, you can write up an article. Washington Post, something like that. Write up an article on how great the commercial break is. If you're famous in any way, shape, or form. No, I'm kidding. I'd like to pay a special thanks to Joanna Hausman, our guest last week. Zoltan, all our guests recently have been great. So thanks very much. Joanna, of course, always a fan favorite. I say always, she's been on twice, but both times she seems to
great.
Be a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. So thanks. You can go listen to those episodes. Links in the show notes, all that good stuff. Go follow them. Make sure you're checking out our guests. They don't come here for their health. They come here to promote stuff. So if you could, go check it out. 212-433-3TCB, 212-433-3822. Our phone is now working. I will get back to you. Thank you so much. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, and tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video, more information about Chrissy, and your free sticker. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast streaming universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye. 5:30!